Can you hear me? Yes? Yeah? A little bit? Are you having a great time? Amen. So I'm so happy to be back. At this time, I'm going to dismiss the kids. So, yes, if they want to go to the Sunday school service. I'm so happy to be back in Cornwall to preach the gospel. I was talking to the pastor and I said Cornwall has a special place in our heart. It's really good to be back and share the good news with you. So happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. Time flies. Okay. Are you ready for the Word of God? Yes? Okay. So I'm going to say this again. I don't know. Who's the first time that sees me or listen or hears me? No, you're not. Yes? Is it the first time you hear me speaking? Well, I'm going to give you a warning. I have an accent. So please bear with me, okay? So happy Father's Day. We celebrate Father's Day. Like the pastor said, he told me they were coming to church, but he didn't see any flowers. Like on Mother's Day, they were selling flowers. I don't know. It's like, and sometimes they forget about saying Happy Father's Day, and we don't take it. I mean, we don't make a big deal out of that. But don't forget to say Happy Mother's Day, because that's something else. So happy Father's Day one more time. And let me ask all of the fathers, do you remember how your children's name came about? Or who gave them the name? I remember the name that we have for our first daughter, and that name was Rebecca. And through the whole pregnancy, we call my first daughter Rebecca. Now, when she was born, my wife, she looked at my daughter and she said, she has a Daniela's face. I don't know what that means, but she has a Daniela's face, and we name her Daniela. And then my second child was born, and my wife and Daniela gave my second son his name, Diego. And then my youngest was born, surprise, and Daniela named her Deborah. Now, I think we did pretty good. I mean, they like their names. That's what I think. Their names are nice. But some parents, let me tell you this. Some parents, I don't even know what they were thinking when they name their kids. Example. Donald Duck. Filet mignon. Jelly bean. What about this one? Park Jurassic. And this is my, I don't know. The last one is my favorite. Batman being Superman. Some parents name their kids with funny names, horrible names, or even name them after a car. I know this guy that he was telling me that he didn't have a name for his son. So he is in the traffic light, and he goes, in front of him was a car. I don't know if you recognize that car. And the name of that car, Cooper. So he goes, there you go. That's the name of my kid. So he named his kid Cooper. And then I thought about it and I said, man, yeah, Cooper. You had in front of you was a car named Cooper. What about if you had a different car in front of you? What about if you have this one right here? Maybe you don't know that one. But the name of that car is Moco. And I know this guy, but I don't know him. I heard about a guy, Pakistani guy, he named his son Moco. And then he moved to Venezuela with a son named Moco. And the name of Moco in Venezuela, this is what it means. Miocus. So he goes to Venezuela. Come here, Miocus. Come here. But there is a father who chose to name his son with a name above all names. And that's what I'm going to talk to you about. And that's the title of my message. Name above all names. And that name is Jesus. Will you open your Bibles in Philippians 2? Philippians 2. And we're going to read three verses. Only three verses. 9 to 11. Philippians 2, verse 9 to 11. Do you have it? Yes? And I'm going to be reading from the NLT. It says, therefore, God elevated him to the place of highest honor and gave him the name above all other names. That at the name of Jesus, verse 10, at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. And every tongue declare that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Father, we thank you for this day. Thank you, God, because you are great. Thank you, God, because you are amazing. God, I just pray that you take this simple message and transform life today. In Jesus' name, I pray. Today, I'm going to be talking about the name above all names. And I'm just going to give you three characteristics of this great name that is above all names. And that's going to be my message. Three characteristics from these three verses that this great name has. In the book of Acts, chapter 6, I think you remember the story. We can read this. That the church was growing fast. The believers were multiplying. But there were some discontent in the body of Christ. Let me tell you, my people, that's nothing new. Since the beginning in the early church, there always been people that are discontent. Discontent people. So what was the problem? This is what the problem was. The Greek speaking believers, they were complaining. They complained about the Hebrew speaking believers, saying that the widows were being discriminated against in the daily distribution of food. Let me give you an example. It is if we are running in this church, Conduit Pentecostal Church. Who is French, by the way, here? Okay, who is English? Okay, so we have, I would say 60, 40. Okay, so let's say if here we are running a food bank in this church, and we serve the English people on Monday. So the English people will come, and they will come and pick up their food on Monday. On Tuesday, we have the French people coming to pick up their bag of food. So now Monday comes, and we have the English people coming, and we give them 3 bags of food. And you name it. Pizza, sausage, wings, chicken wings. So by the way, Luis was talking about wings. I'm thinking about chicken wings. So now we put like chicken wings, pizza, spaghetti, ground beef, lasagna, name it. Name it. And then the English people, they go with 3 bags. They have to call somebody so they can be help. Now the French people, show up on Tuesday. And we give them 1 bag. And that bag, we may put like half a bag of French fries. A cup of gravy. And half a cup of cheese. And we say, there you go. Vaya con Dios. Go with God. Make yourself a nice poutine. Nice day. I'm going to tell you this. The French people will be very, very upset. So were the Greeks. That was what was going on. So the 12 disciples, the 12 apostles, they hear about this and call a meeting for all the believers. Okay? And remember this. There were a lot of believers. Okay, so the 12, they called for a meeting. We have to do something. And sometimes, let me tell you this, sometimes the board will call for a special meeting to deal with a problem. Yes or no? Yes. Where there is people, there is problems. And some people, their last name is problem. And discontent. Okay, so the apostle said, this is what the apostle said. We should spend our time, and we can learn something from this right here. And I'm going somewhere. Yes, put your seatbelt. I'm going somewhere with this. So they said, we should spend our time teaching the Word of God and praying, not running a food program. Okay? And sometimes, or I will say most of the time, we expect the pastor. Listen to this. We expect the pastor to do everything. Teaching, pastoring, evangelizing, sweeping the floors, mopping the floor, cleaning the toilets, fixing the lights. But that was not the case. With these disciples, they say, we can't do that. We have to spend time preaching and teaching the Word of God. So the disciples were very, very wise, said this, brothers and sisters, pick 7 men. We won't pick them. You pick them. Pick 7 men, but this is the what qualifies them. They have to be full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom. Yes, to serve food, imagine. Full of the Holy Spirit. So the believers picked 7 guys. You know the story, right? And among them was Stephen. And they brought them to the apostles, who prayed for them as they laid hands on them. Yeah? Are you with me? And the Bible says that Stephen was full of grace and power, performing amazing miracles and signs among the people. And then the Bible keeps on saying this, that Stephen was arrested. Some people couldn't stand against the wisdom and the spirit which Stephen spoke. And he was brought to the high council. and accused of speaking against the Holy Spirit and against the law of Moses. And then Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, began his speech. I'm amazed when I see that story and the speech that he gave. And don't forget, Luke 12, Jesus said this, and when you are brought to trials and in the synagogues and before rulers and authority, don't worry about how to defend yourself or what to say, for the Holy Spirit will teach you at that time what needs to be said. Don't worry about what to say when you have been accused, because the Holy Spirit will tell you what to answer. Okay, so you can read the full speech in Acts chapter 7. But the Bible says, as he was concluding his speech, he tells the Jewish leaders, you guys are evil doers. You resist the Holy Spirit, and you betrayed and killed Jesus, and you disobeyed God's law. Now, the Jewish leaders were furious, and they shook their fists like this, fists at him in rage. But Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, looked into heaven and saw the glory of God. Say that with me. And saw the glory of God. What's the glory? This is the glory. And he saw Jesus standing in the place of honors and God's right hand. And he shouted, I see the heavens open and Jesus at the right hand of God. God has elevated him to a place of honor. And the Bible says that the people put their hands over their ears and began shouting. He was stoned to death. And Saul, which is Paul, was there and agreed completely with the killing of Stephen. He was satisfied that he died. But Paul didn't know that later, as he was going to persecute and kill Christians, he would have an encounter with that man named Jesus Christ. When you have an encounter with Jesus Christ, my people, let me tell you this, you won't be the same. You won't be the same. And later he writes Philippians. And this verse, therefore God elevated him to the place of highest honor and gave him the name above all other names. Elevated, word in Greek, Subsen, to exalt to the highest rank of power, to raise to supreme majesty, to raise to highest position. That's my first characteristic that I get from verse number 9. This name is a superior name. This name, it is superior. That's my first characteristic. The Bible says that he is superior than the angels. Hebrews 1:6 says, and when he brought his supreme son, who? God, into the world, God said, let all of God's angels worship him. Another verse says this, for by him all things created in heavens and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through him and for him. Let me tell you, my people, Jesus, he is superior. He is above all names and all things. Above all names. No other names. No your name, no my name. No Peter's name, no Carlos' names, no Mary's name, no other name No other name. There is no salvation in no one else. God has given no other name under heaven by which we must be saved. And then Jesus himself said this, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Only one name is above all names, and he's above all things. All things were created through him and for him. He is above all things. He is bigger. He is highest. And he is greater. Now let me tell you, my people. He is greater than your fears. He is greater than your mountains. He is greater than your warriors. He is greater than your struggles. He is greater than your sins. He is the one and the only one that can help you. I would say maybe a couple months ago at work, I shipped a few boxes to a place. So I shipped them on Monday and they have to be there by Wednesday. So I was confident what I was doing. So when I tracked them on Wednesday, they were not there. And I couldn't track them anywhere. So I called the customer service of this carrier. And I said, listen, I can't find the boxes. And I need them before 5 o'clock today. I need them. You don't understand. I need them by 5 o'clock. Today, they have to be there. And they couldn't even help me out. I'm like, you're telling me that you cannot find these boxes? So I was so frustrated. I was so worried. And I had I had a heavy burden. I was afraid to go to my supervisor and say, listen, I can't find these boxes. But I mean, like, I had to do it. So I walked to his office and I said, I have a problem here. I can't find the boxes and they need to be there by 5 o'clock today. So, and I called the customer service and they can't help me out. So he goes, you know what? Take this number and call this guy. So I didn't even call the guy. I emailed the guy. And believe me, the boxes were delivered in no time. In no time, I rested. The guy was superior than the customer service. I'm here to tell you today that we have a name that is above all names. I don't even remember the guy's name. But we have a name that is above all names. The only thing you have to call is upon him. He said, come to me, all of you that are weary and carry heavy burden, and I will give you rest. I will give you rest. We go to verse 10, the second verse, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. I'm going to give you the second characteristic. It's a very simple message. It's a powerful name. He is powerful. He has power over the enemy. In Luke 10, Jesus, I don't know if you remember this story, but he sends out his disciples, 70 or 72, to share the good news about the kingdom of God. And when the disciples came back, they said, even the demons obey us when we use your name. I am telling you, my people, that in the name of Jesus, the enemy has to run, must run. Masron, you see a demon-possessed person in the only name that demon is going to come out is in the name of Jesus, the name above all names. That name has power over the enemy. That name has power over the enemy. That name has power over death. Remember Lazarus, he was sick and died, and when Jesus got there, it was 4 days already in the grave. Stings. No problem. Then Jesus, with a loud voice, said, "Lazarus, come out! Come out! Come out!" And Lazarus came out. Imagine Jesus wouldn't have said his name. I think every person that I was dead was going to come out. I was going to come out. So he has power over death. He has power over sickness. There are so many times that the Bible mentions that Jesus healed somebody just with a touch. Jesus went to Peter's home and he saw his mother-in-law lying sick in bed with a fever. He touched her hand and the fever left her. Do you need a touch from Jesus today? He has power over nature. The Bible says that Jesus and his disciples were on a boat and a big storm came, and Jesus rebuked the winds and said to the wave, "Silence! Be still." Suddenly, the wind stopped. I am telling you all this because Jesus is not only greater than your fears. Listen to me, my people. He is not only greater than your fears, but he has the power to give you peace. He's not greater than your heavy burdens, but he has the power to give you rest. He is not greater than your mountains. It's not just greater than your mountains, but he has the power to move them. He's not just greater of your sin, but he has power to wash them away. He's not just greater than your addictions or struggles, but he has the power to deliver you from them. We serve a powerful name. The last verse, 11, and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Third and last characteristic that I see from this name above all names, the name is eternal. It is an eternal name. After the resurrection, you know the story. Thomas, he doubted. He said, "I don't believe that." And said, I don't believe it unless I see the nails wounds in his hand, put my fingers into them and place my hand into the wounds of his side." And then Jesus appeared to him and to the disciples. And when Thomas saw him, he said, "Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Lord, my Lord and my God." Jesus is Lord. When Thomas saw Jesus, "Lord and my God." Jesus is Lord. And that's a way declaring Jesus is Lord. It's a way of declaring Jesus' deity. He's a divine. He's divine. He's fully man and fully God. He is eternal. Jesus said, "Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father." In the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He existed in the beginning with God. Jesus said, "I am the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, the one who is, who always was, and who is still to come." Basically, he's been around since always. Long time, my friend, long time. He knows me better than I know myself. He knows what I need and what I don't need. Jesus understands every weakness, every pain, every struggle, every mountains that I have. This is my question. Am I allowing my problems, my trials, my circumstances you name it, my pain, to rule or to take over my life, or I am letting the Eternal One rule over my life. Since the beginning, and you saw that with Stephen, when he said, God has elevated him to a place of honor. The reaction of the people, they just went like this. I don't want to hear that. Since the beginning of Christianity, people have tried to minimize the person of Jesus and bring somebody else's name higher than Jesus Christ. Some religion will take away the divine nature of Jesus and put him just as a nice prophet or an angel or a perfect man. Or they don't even mention at all him. And let me tell you, my people, that is the spirit of the Antichrist. I was just a couple weeks, 3 weeks ago, I was my front yard, working on my front yard, removing some stones, and so as I was removing these stones, this lady comes to me and she said, I want to talk to you for a few minutes. Can I talk to you? I said, yeah, go ahead. Sure. Talk to me. So, and she started with the telling me about the nature disasters that is going around everywhere. The flooding we had like a few weeks ago. In Vaudreuil Dorion, there was flooding. And she was telling me about this perfect place that one day we're going to have a new house, new car. Everything is going to be restored. So beautiful, so nice. And I let her talk and talk and talk. I say, well, keep talking to me. And she was French, but I had to call Diego to translate. But I said, that's really nice. And I said, do you want to really, that's your main goal? To live in a restored nice house? Yeah, of course. I'm going to tell you what my goal is. Because you haven't mentioned a name that is above all names. This is my goal. Be with Jesus Christ. That's my goal. Is to be with Jesus Christ. Just give me Jesus. Don't give me anything else. Give me Jesus. Oh, yeah. He be there too. Mankind has a problem. Nobody else can fix it. Not a doctor, nor a psychologist. Mankind's problem is sin. And only one name, only one person can fix that. His name is Jesus. Name above all names. Name above all names. Now, Jesus, and what this lady didn't know, or I don't know if she knows, but I don't think she knows, that Jesus is the main character of the Bible. From Genesis to Revelation. You start with my promised Redeemer in Genesis, and you end up with the Lord of Lords, King of Kings in Revelation. And I don't have time to go through all the books, But every book, Jesus is there. See, Paul, after having an encounter with this great man, with Jesus, he was transformed. And look what he writes. He writes this: everything else is worthless when I compare with the infinite value of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For his sake, I have discarded everything else, counting it all as a garbage, so that I could gain Christ. He is supreme, superior. He is superior. He is powerful, and he is eternal. I don't really care if you remember my name today. I don't really care if you remember even my last name. Maybe you will remember my accent, but that doesn't matter. But I'm telling you, if you don't remember the name Jesus, I did a pretty bad preaching. Because the main point of my message today is this: no other name or thing will satisfy the hunger and thirst of your soul but the name of Jesus. Let me say that again. No other name or thing will satisfy the hunger and the thirst of your soul but the name of Jesus. I finished my message, and then when I finished writing my message, I said, God, I just want to exalt the name of Jesus. But give me a verse to Cornwall Pentecostal Church. Give me a verse to Cornwall Pentecostal Church. And I heard inside of me, in my spirit, said, read this verse to Cornwall Pentecostal Church. Isaiah 43:18-19 says this: but forget all that, the past, the great time, the bad times. It is nothing compared to what I am going to do. Amen. For I am about to do something new. See, I have already begun. Do you know? See it? I will make a pathway through the wilderness. I will create rivers in the dry waste land. But tell my people another verse. Look to Jesus, the founder and the perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and he seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Look to Jesus. My people, looking into Jesus. It is a powerful name. Now, he has the power to deliver you. He has the power to restore you. He has the power to change you. He has the power to do everything. Are you sick today? Do you need healing today? He has the power to heal you. Are you going through tough waters? He has the power to deliver you. Is that mountain in front of you big, huge. He has the power to remove it. Are you struggling today with any addiction? I don't know your heart. I don't know what's your struggles. He has the power to deliver you from them. He has the power to wash, to cleanse your sins away. What do you need today? He has the power to give it to you according to His will. Will you stand up with me, please?